A tribute to Robert Farnon, composer, arranger, and orchestra leader. We turn our attention now to the jazz pianist George Shearing and an album he made in 1993 entitled How Beautiful Is Night. The album is named after one of the tracks on the set, which is a Bob Farnon writing. Here is George Shearing with the Robert Farnon Orchestra and How Beautiful Is Night.
Thank you.
In 1956, the Robert Farnon Society was formed by a group of people interested in the works of Bob. The first meeting of the Society was held at the Bonington Hotel in London on Sunday, April 16th, 1956. I had the great pleasure of attending the 40th anniversary celebrations at the same hotel on April 14th, 1996. The function got underway at around 2:30 p.m. and went through till 6 p.m. Many guest presenters played their favourite Farnon pieces to the assembled multitude. There were two intervals which afforded one time to conduct conversations with the other guests. Bob was the guest of honour and spent a great deal of time signing autographs. After the musical afternoon, there was fellowship at the bar, followed by a sumptuous banquet. It was at the banquet, between main course and dessert, as I recall, that I was able to take a few minutes of Bob's time for this interview. Please excuse the general chatter in the background.
This is Alex here, reporting from the Bonington Hotel in London on the occasion of the 40th anniversary of the Robert Farnon Society. And I'm talking with Robert Farnon. Robert, you came to London in 1944. Can you tell me a little bit about the circumstances as to why you came to London?
Yes, I'll do my best. Goodness, isn't it exciting here tonight?
It's wonderful.
Yeah, well, what happened is I came over to Britain during the war with the Canadian Army, and I liked the musical scene here, and I particularly wanted to write for films, and in Canada, where I came from, there was no film industry whatsoever. So that prompted me to stay over after the war, which I did. And as soon as I married my sweet wife, who was in the film industry, I got my first picture.
Oh, really? What was that?
It was called Spring in Park Lane, with Anna Neagle and Michael Wilding.
Lovely film, lovely film. And I think it was produced by Herbert Wilcox?
That's right, Anna Neagle's husband. That's right. Yeah. And then it went on from there.
And you did a number of films. When did you get involved with writing mood music or theme music as we know it?
Well, that happened very shortly after the war. I met the publishers, Chaplin Company. They had their own mood music library. And I was brought in to do one or two pieces. They liked what I did. And they put me on the payroll. And I stayed with them, and I'm still with them today.
And you, am I right in saying that you did most of the work with Chapels?
Yes, most of the mood music I've done is with Chapels. One or two of the things I've done for other publishers, but most of it over the years has been with Chapels. And I might add that we were talking up the number of pieces, and it's almost 500.
Yes, it's an extraordinary amount that you've done with them. And they're still releasing.
Yes, apparently. I couldn't believe that I'd done that many, because when you do, you say, well, you do one, then the next day you start another. You don't start adding up what you've done.
Right. But you've done then arranging. You've done some marvellous arrangements. Just off the top of your head, a few of the people who you've arranged for in recent times.
Well, let me see. It goes back a long way. Well, the first singer I worked for after the war when I was in Britain was Vera Lynn, whose name you may know.
Yes, I know.
Before that, Gracie Fields, who was almost the same age.
Yes.
But then I modulated to working for a lot of American singers. And I started working with Tony Bennett, and then Sinatra, then Peggy Lee, Sarah Vaughan, Lena Horne. It was on and on and on.
Recently, you've done some work with Pia Zadora and Eileen Farrell. Joe Williams springs to mind. Happy Times?
Oh, wonderful. Joe Williams was super. I did four albums with Pia Zadora, who's a doll to work with, a lovely singer. Eileen Farrell, who, as you may know, was an opera singer, she also sings good jazz. And so we ended up doing four albums together. She's retired now, alas. We wanted to do more with her, but she said no, she's done her swan song now.
Right.
And all those kind of people, they're all lovely to work with. The good ones.
The good ones, yes. I think that's half the battle. If you feel good working with them, it's so much easier to work for them and to provide them with the backings that they really do deserve.
Exactly, because they listen to what you're doing, and if they like the backings, apparently it makes them sing even better, which is nice to know.
Exactly.
But to work with the real true professionals is wonderful.
Yeah.
To work with the sort of semi-professionals, it can be a bit agonizing because they haven't got the finesse. But to work with the top ones is beautiful.
Bob, what's happening now? 96, what's in the pot as we look ahead for Robert Farnon?
I've just finished an album with Eddie Fisher. Do you remember him?
I remember Eddie Fisher very well.
Yes, well, he's come out of retirement, and we just did an album together sort of about 6 months ago.
And when will that be released? Any idea?
I think it'll depend on how many finishes his vocal track, because he's a little bit slow sometimes.
How is it?
Well, he's a perfectionist. Yes. He wants to get it just right.
Yes.
And so we're just waiting to hear that he's finished his work. He's doing the tracks back in the States.
Well, Bob, I thank you for taking the time. It's a busy night. It's your night. 40th anniversary. It's a milestone. I'm very much thrilled to be here in London after so many years to be at this particular function. I wish you much success in the future, and I know there's a lot ahead for you. We look forward to more wonderful Robert Farnon successes.
It's a joy to meet you, and will you give my best to Philip Brady, a dear chum?
I will pass this on to Philip. This is Alex here, signing off from London and the Bonington Hotel.
Well, now, here are a further two musical offerings featuring Bob's work. Firstly, we hear from Eileen Farrell with In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning, and then legendary jazz singer Joe Williams gives us When I Fall in Love. Both numbers are wonderful examples of Bob's arranging skills.
Lonely heart has learned its lesson. You'd be When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun. And too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be never give up my heart. And the moment I can feel that you feel that way too, is when I will fall in love. Give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never, never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that you that way too, is when I will fall in love with you, girl. And right then, we'll tell the whole world that I will fall in love.
On February 28, 1996, Bob was honoured at the annual Grammy Awards. He won the prestigious award for the finest instrumental arrangement for Lament on the Tangent CD he recorded with jazz trombonist J.J. Johnson in 1995. Here is that beautiful piece, Lament.
Thank you.
Robert Farnan's story is ongoing. As he mentioned in the interview, there is a new Eddie Fisher CD due out sometime this year, and who knows what else the future holds for Bob and his legion of loyal fans. Bob, in my view, is the finest arranger around, and he is particularly adept at arranging for strings. It's been a grand 40 years, Bob. Here's to the next 40. Tribute to Robert Farnon was researched, written, narrated and produced by Alex Hare for Lanair Enterprises.